Welcome back to Chicks Talking Footy. You're with Motti, you're with Fee, and you're with Rachel. We're having an excellent first game back, and it's about to get more excellent because on the line is the chief of the AFLW, Nicole Livingston. Hi there, Nicole.
Hello. And you're even going to get live footy action in the background because I'm sitting watching Collingwood train.
Are you? Well, you can give us
I'm
the inside.
I'm not going to start commentating.
Call the game.
But I will say, touch wood, they're doing okay in terms of moving into the first round with not too many injuries, which a few of the clubs are struggling with at the moment. But watching a very organised outfit here tonight doing just a bit of craft work, which is nice to see.
How's Chloe Malloy going?
She looks really good. I was just I was commenting that she actually has a really good suntan as well.
Well, that's important. You know,
yeah, it is. No, she's looking really good, actually, moving freely. Shani Layton, I'm having a look at her as well, and she's, I'm hearing she's flying in ruck duty, so we'll wait and see what happens this weekend at Vic Park. But, yeah, I think the year of VFLW and AFLW last year has served her very well.
Well, that's good, because, you know, that's a very brave thing Shani did to just, come over to AFLW having never played the game before.
Yeah, very brave. And given that every one of our games are broadcast live on national television, it even adds that layer of bravery to it.
Yeah, sure does. Now, the season, we talked earlier in the show that the season launch of the competition was earlier in the week, and you stated that 2020 was meant to be the year the women's comp started. So looking back, do you think it was the right decision to plunge into it much earlier?
Yeah, look, I think if we I look at the movement that's taken in women's sport, and I think if we had waited to 2020, we would have been behind, what the movement is now. So, you look at the extraordinary achievements of female athletes and the attention and focus on female athletes, and if the AFL didn't have a national league that was allowing women to follow their passion and their dreams, then, yeah, we certainly would have been behind other sports.
Yeah, it's been incredible, the growth that we've had just in 4 years. I mean, I look at it and think we're sitting in really what's a revolution in women's sport. And you read out some of the big numbers at the AFLW launch this week. I mean, 587,000 women and girls playing the game.
Yeah, it's pretty extraordinary. The year-on-year growth has been huge for us, and that is driven by the fact that they can see what they want to be, and there's now pathways in place, the investment not only in the league itself, but the talent pathways that sit below. We now have staff in every state and territory office that look after women's football. That's really starting to flow through as well.
Definitely. And there's, I listened to Gil McLaughlin say 61 matches, 420 players, 14 teams and 27 venues. They're massive, isn't it?
Yeah, it is massive. And, you think about even just the 27 venues, and a lot of those venues are the suburban grounds that, don't have similar infrastructure of the big stadium. So for our team that set up each of those venues, it's massive. It's a massive effort for them to get that up and happening. But, when you turn up to, and which you've been following it from day one, when you turn up to a suburban football ground and you see an AFLW match, you see nothing but passion and pride and joy. And I think that's something that I'm filled with pride about. And what we do know is that if people come and watch an AFLW game, when they get there, they are absolutely converted to be fans. And then when it's on the telly, they'll pay more attention to it, really engage with it, as opposed to it maybe just being a bit of white noise in the background on the telly. So we hope to get as many coming to our games as we possibly can.
So yeah. With the television you mentioned earlier that every game is broadcast, where do we see them all? How many on Channel 7?
Yeah, so on our so we have a couple of regular games on Channel 7. So three of the games are on Channel 7 and four are on Fox. So Fox Sports and also Channel 7.
And on the AFL W website.
Thank you for doing that. You also get to see it thanks to Telstra via our app. And if you haven't got the app yet, it's really quite fantastic. We've just updated it, and lots of rich content on there, not just being able to see the game. So yeah, the app, and also women's.afl is the website, and on the men's side of the business, afl.com.au, they'll also be streaming the women's game.
Oh, fabulous. Yeah. That's great.
Got it all going on.
Now, going back to speaking about suburban grounds, the game on Friday night at Icon Park, are we going to be able to get a seat?
Yeah, get there early. The doors open at 6, so if you are not early enough and we get close to capacity, we have a screen on the northern lawn.
Great.
So we've got the big screen set up, and touch wood, because I don't like talking about weather when we get to February in Australia, but it is looking like the forecast is pretty good. So we're confident that if you want to come down to watch the footy at Princess Park, then we'll find a place for you to see it.
And so this year, Richmond and Carlton, did the teams have to put in requests as to when and where they play in the same way that the AFL clubs do?
Yeah, and those requests went out to AFL clubs at the same time for the men's and the women's fixtures. So we asked them a preference of their home ground and any other special matchups that they were looking for. I mean, clearly we wanted to make sure that we got the Derby in there. The Q Clash was another one that we were looking for. Only one team in Adelaide, so we don't get the showdown. But we wanted to make sure that we also got those great options. We always want to try our best to make sure that Melbourne the Bulldogs play, because that was the foundation match that got us to where we are today. Mm. And I like the idea of a new rivalry as well this weekend of heading out to RSCA Park at Moorabbin or Linton Street and seeing the Doggies and the Saints. That's kind of nice as well.
Yeah, we just spoke to Tilly Lucas-Rod. There's a lot of excitement down there, I think.
I think the Saints are going to go pretty well, you know. Mm. I think they've recruited well.
They have.
From Hawthorn.
Yeah. And let's not forget that they've got a woman coaching them as well, so I'm sure they'll go very well.
Yeah. They will. And a champion coach too.
Yeah. Yes.
Indeed. Now, you mentioned before that there have been some clubs who have sustained quite a number of injuries, and they're all going to need to top up their list with supplementary players as a safeguard. What do you think the reason is for quite a number of injuries that have occurred in the pre-season?
Yeah, so they don't get to top up their list until they're unable to field a team. So 21 players and 2 emergencies. So once they get to 22, then they can apply to have a top-up player. They've elevated some train-on players, and I'm sitting here watching Collingwood. They've got their train-on players here tonight. So a train-on player is able to play once or train once a week with the club for experience. Mm. And what we've done is we asked the clubs if they feel like they wanted to upgrade the rights of the train-on player to be able to train 3 times a week, then they can apply to us to upgrade those train-ons. And some clubs did take that option, particularly if they felt like they were getting a bit slim on their numbers, so that the train-on player, if they were there for 3 times a week, they were able to fit in if they are topped up. So they're able to fit in much more easily. Even from a player health and safety point of view, they're a bit more exposed to the football. So, I mean, we haven't had to bring a top-up player in since the first year. And in the first year, we had list sizes of 27. So I can't tell you the exact reason why there's, you know, a couple of the clubs. I mean, I look at GWS last year. GWS had quite a few injuries and they were getting close to that magic number. And then this year they've got 30 players available.
Yeah.
Touch wood. I continue to knock on wood every time I say things like that. Similarly for Collingwood, you know, they've got pretty much everyone out here.
Yeah. Yeah. No. And so, just can you give me an example, sort of a train-on player? Are these juniors, like 17-year-olds, or are they people that maybe fringe players?
So some of them are 17, turning into their 18th year. So because we are a sport with adults, so our rookies do need to be 18 by the time they play. So they're fringe players. So an example of a couple of the players that are around as train-ons, the likes of Kirby Bentley, who has played before, you know, she's a train-on player. So, you know, players that maybe haven't been signed by one of the clubs for the particular year they can make themselves available to train on, or those that just miss out on the draft. So I know there was a few that missed out at the draft, and I could see the coaches sort of coming to talk to those players that missed out about coming out and being train on players.
It's a great idea. Mm. It's really good. Mm. It's another pathway for development, I guess, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly right. And I like the idea. Collingwood tonight actually have train on coaches as well. So they've got three coaches coming through their program. That's almost like a She Can Coach program, where they're spending time almost doing an internship. So they're out here tonight as well. So
that's
it does look like it's a bit staff heavy, but they've got three females out here that are coaching with them.
Wonderful. Well, one other great thing that's happened is obviously some big sponsors have come on board for this season as well, like BHP and NAB's back on board as well. We're very excited about AFLW Season 4. It just seems like there's a whole new energy and life to the season, and we think you're doing a great job. So hopefully we'll see you at the Pride game on the 22nd as well.
You will definitely see me at the Pride game, and I think St Kilda are doing one the Friday before that as well, so I'll be at both of them. And I thank you for your support, because I know you guys are right behind me, so thank you very much.
Yeah, we live for that stuff.
Mm-hmm. Pleasure, Nick.
All right. Okay. Thanks so much, Nicole.
See you at the footy.
We'll see you at the footy.
Thank you.
Bye. Bye.